Think everyone has 24 hours in a day? Think again. Some of us have more. Here's how. Like money, time actually multiplies. No joke. Have you ever been told we all have 24 hours in a day? Did you buy it? Think about it. How can some people build successful business practice while training for a triathlon and still have time to spend with their families? Meanwhile, others work fingers to the bone and can never get anywhere to finish their infamous to-do list. There's a simple answer. They multiply time. Sure, to achieve our mission, vision, and goal must be clear. Otherwise, your life and your actions feel like unwavering, blowing in every direction, not going anywhere. But once the foundation is set, how do you exactly multiply time? Let's talk about John. John's chosen to work alone. He's independent. This means he's handling everything in his business. Client meetings, administration, operations, planning, marketing, so on and so on. John's a busy guy. Every day he manages to do a bit of everything, except his business development. With clients still waiting for calls to be returned or strategies to be implemented, plus inconsistent random marketing efforts, John's business growth isn't thriving. He still does well and has very inviolable revenue, but he knows he's capable of more. In fact, he wants more. He'd love to help more clients. He wants to improve how to help clients. He wants to make a difference in people's lives. But there's only 24 hours in a day, right? Now, let's consider Mary. Like John, Mary works as a professional service provider, except unlike John, she has two assistants. One that handles administration and operations, while the other one focuses on marketing and client experience. Mary has 72 hours in a day. 24 hours times three people. Freeing her time, Mary can focus on what she does best, nurturing her existing relationship and potential client relationships. You see, during her meeting, Mary actually has the time and the headspace to detect unspoken messages, pay attention to nonverbal cues, ask excellent questions that deepens conversation with clients and prospects. She also has time to come up with new ideas, the kind of ideas that make a difference in her business. Whether it's a unique strategy for a client, a gift for another client, post-meeting note, thank you note for potential clients, a personalized gesture that are sure to impress. After these meetings, Mary has the time to follow up and pass her ideas to her team. From there, in keeping in everyone's individual zone of genius, tasks are assigned and everyone works on creating the magic. Regardless of what you do with it, an hour is an hour. Whether you choose to work on an administrative task or meet a new business client, it's still 60 minutes. Contrary to popular belief, time isn't money. Time is life. It's the difference you want to make in the lives of those who trust you in with their business. It's the change you want to make in the lives of your potential client. It's the impact you want to have through your business practice. Now, to be clear, you don't have to hire 8 people to build your team. When clearly defining the business you want to build and the life you want to create, be intentional with the most important resource that you have, your time. Here's a thought I always share with my clients. When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Be intentional with your time. It's your turn to decide how you'll spend your time. Remember, you know that you can have more than 24 hours a day.